Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Focus on Greatness podcast. I am your host, Hiram Roche, and as always, it is truly an honor to be here with you, my greatness tribe. Hey, listen, we have made it to the month of March, the ending of the first quarter of the year. And it is truly exciting. We haven't ended it. We're just beginning it. So we have some time to be able to do some things, finish some things. And so I'm truly, truly, truly excited to be able to see the progression, see what's going on, see the conversations that we've been having, and also see kind of like how this thought process and how what we've been talking about has really starting to impact not just my life, but those that are around me, as well as I'm believing it's impacting you as you are taking in what greatness is to us right here on this podcast. Now, every Monday, the first Monday of every single month, we start off with a highlight. We highlight some man that is out here walking in their greatness, that is actually making an impact based upon the definition of what we have already defined greatness to be, which greatness is the ability to be able to serve well. And so we want to be able to take some time real quick. Let's listen to someone that is truly making an impact right now. Dr. Ramanan is an internationally recognized expert in health economics. He was born in India and has worked globally on health issues. Dr. Ramanan has been a leading voice in addressing the global problem of AMR. He founded the Center of Disease Dynamics, Economics, and Policy, which conducts research in informed policies on public health, AMR, and access to healthcare. His work on AMR and healthcare access is crucial in an area where infectious diseases and resistance to antibiotics are growing global threats. Today, we recognize this man, Dr. Ramanan. Hey, everybody. Hey, listen, Greatness Tribe. Hey, listen, have you joined our text group? I know you have already, but if you haven't, I want to make sure that you know and are aware that we have one. The importance of this text group is so that me and you can be able to stay connected. I know that there's times that I can go live. There are things that we are going to be releasing. There are conversations that I'm going to be having, and I don't want you to miss none of that. I want you to be able to be involved in everything that we're doing as the Greatness Tribe. So this is what I need you to do. I need you to text 833-398-1648. That's the number I need you to text to. And here is the phrase. I need you to only text greatness. Now, again, what is this going to do? This is going to allow me to be able to text you personally so that we can be able to stay in contact, be able to stay connected, so we can continue to talk, so you can know what's happening, what products that we're going to be offering, or what things are going to happen. Again, I don't want you to miss out on anything. So listen, this is important because if you believe that this Greatness Tribe is impacting your life and is very vitally important to what you're doing, you're always expecting these Monday night conversations and the posts that I do throughout the week, you're expecting these things and you're anticipating these conversations. You don't want to miss any of them. So again, text greatness to 833-398-1648. And the Greatness Tribe, I'll talk to you soon. All right, family. Listen, I am truly excited. Yes, this person, this man is making an impact through the healthcare scenarios and situations and health. Yes, Dr. Ramanan is making an impact, and we are truly thankful and grateful to be able to see how men in our society is truly making impacts all across different fields, different areas, and different places. I want to do something in this before we dive into tonight's conversation. I want to be able to ask you as my Greatness Tribe, if you have someone that you know, someone that you want to recognize that is making an impact in your life, in your community, in your churches, whatever that might be, I want you to do me a favor and I want you to send me their information. I'll make sure that you can be able to, you can either inbox me, you can send it through Facebook Messenger. Also, you can send it to my email. I want to be able to recognize the people that is making impacts in your lives. So let's make sure you send me some information. I'll put the information in the description below, in the show notes, so that you can be able to find that way to be able to send me that information. But I don't want to just use just these random different people that I know are making impacts, but I also want to be able to touch the lives of the people that's making an impact in your life. And so I want you to make sure you send that information in. If you are ready, I'm ready to be able to dive in to tonight's topic. Listen, I know we are, again, at the top of this third quarter, or this first quarter, the third month of this first quarter. And normally what ends up happening is there we get to this time after we've, you know, ended off the year of 2023, thinking about our dreams, thinking about our visions, thinking about the things that we want to achieve this year. And sometimes what ends up happening is, as we're going through our year, sometimes we can start losing steam. And so what I wanted to do tonight is I want to do a check-in. One of the things that we did at the end of 2023, we have various different conversations preparing ourselves for this year. We talked about making the adjustments that we needed. We talked about having the vision that we needed. We talked about having the schedule that will go with the vision. We talked about how we can be able to have check-ins for our own selves, which was going to be weekly check-ins, monthly check-ins, quarterly check-ins, so that we can make sure that whatever things that we are trying to achieve this year, that we would stay focused, that we wouldn't lose that steam, that we wouldn't lose that drive in the first quarter. And this is something that I want to be able to do throughout the year with us. I don't want to just do this in the first quarter and not hit us in the next and not hit us in the other ones. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that throughout the year, we are having this discussion. Because why is this important? If we have already determined that 2024 is going to be different than any other year, if we have already determined that in 2024, this year is going to be different than the years before, we're going to have our finances going to be different, our relationships going to be different, all the categories in our lives are going to be different, then we have to make sure that we are staying focused on what we are saying we are trying to achieve. Now, if the concept of what we've been talking about for this first couple months, we started in January having this conversation, talking about what greatness is, how greatness works, why, and all of those pieces. We went into February leading now talking about and giving us a picture of someone that functions and walks in their greatness, which we're not done with that conversation. But I want to make sure that as we are going over these things, as we are going after greatness, we also have to remember that the title and the theme of this podcast is for us to be focused. Now, for us to stay focused on anything, that means that there are going to be things that are going to come that are going to be distractions. Distractions are supposed to take you off focus. Now, some of those distractions can be just life. Life sometimes can be distracting. Sometimes your distractions can be things happen that you weren't ready for, that you were not planned for. We talked about that on last year. And all of those things that we have talked about already was to be able to help us be prepared for what this year was going to be. I believe that throughout this year, there are things that's going to happen at a rapid pace. I don't believe that everything is going to be slow. I don't think that how it was in years past where things per se took time. I think some things are going to happen very fast. Certain decisions you're going to have to make in a quick moment because you're not going to have time to delay where you're trying to go. You're not going to have time to delay certain requirements or certain things that you're trying to achieve. So there's going to be certain decisions that you're going to have to make throughout this year. But the way that we are going to stay focused on what we're trying to achieve, the way that we're going to stay focused to be able to do the things that we want to do, the things that we're trying to go after, is we have to be able to do this as a community, as a group, as a greatness tribe, where we have check-ins, where we just have a check-in to be able to say, okay, where are you when it comes to this? So I want to be able to kind of like clearly ask us, if we started off in the beginning of this year, you started off saying, hey, listen, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. This is what I want to achieve. I want to be able to ask you, where are you with that now? Now, we're 3 months in. This is the third month. Where are you with your dream? Now, for me, for example, let's just talk about me. I'll put that on the table so we can all kind of be on the same page. I don't want it to be like I'm talking to you only. This is a conversation. So I want to be able to know, where are you when it comes to your dream, when it comes to the goals that you wanted to achieve this year, when it comes to the vision that you had for your family, for your finance, whatever that is, where are you right now? Now, one of the things that I wanted to achieve this year is I talked about it on last year a lot, and I wanted to make sure that this year I am doing a lot of what I'm saying I want to do. That's what we talked about. We talked about this year that we are not going to say things that we are not going to do. We're going to make sure that we keep our word in 2024. If we were, and specifically, we're keeping our word to ourselves. I'm pausing there on purpose. So if I said that I want to be able to do something this year, if I said it to myself, if I said, this is what I'm going to achieve this year, this is what I want to accomplish this year, I'm not going to not do those things. I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure that my goals, my dreams, the things that I want to achieve come to pass. So one of the things that I kept speaking about is I kept talking to y'all about writing a book. Now, I have been working on a book, being very transparent. I've been working on a book for probably over a year. I have already written it. I think I've edited it a couple times. I had to do some different things with it just to get it prepared. And I remember communicating with someone that I know here in Colorado. And as we were talking, I shared with him about this book. And I was speaking with him because he has written a book before, and I wanted to kind of get some insight on how you do this and, you know, different things like that. I talked to a different combination of different people about this specific topic. And when it came to it, I told him this is what I wanted to do. He gave me the information to get started. And he was like, just do it. All right. What's your deadline? I was like, okay. My deadline is going to be, this is when I want to get this done by. Okay. So when are you going to actually produce it to sell it? This is when I'm thinking about doing that. Okay. And what he's been doing is when he sees me, he checks and says, hey, this is the deadline. Where we are with the book? And I'm like, okay, all right. I got to make sure this is what I'm doing now. This is what I did there. I'm done with this part. I got to make a few more tweaks. Then I got to do this. Cool. No problem. Are we still on track? Yes, we're still on track. I just got to make this happen. But what that has done is on one end, it has helped me to stay focused. It also has given unto me someone that is keeping me accountable with what I said I was going to do. And so through this conversation might not even be long, extremely long, like our normal podcast timeframes, but I want to make sure that we are not just talking this year. We are doing it this year. We're going to make it happen this year because we have to make sure that in 2024, before the end of this year happens, that we are making sure that our lives are different or better than it ended in 2023. And the way that we do that is we have to stay focused. I was having a conversation with my mother a couple of days ago. And in the conversation, we were talking. And one of the things she said was this. She said, Hiram, you have to dictate your life based upon what you said you believe. I'm going to say that again. She said, you have to dictate your life based upon what you say you believe. Now, the question then is, what do I believe? Now, we're not talking about in reference to, do I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, we're not talking about that context. What you believe you're supposed to achieve, what you believe you're supposed to do with your dream, what you believe you're supposed to do in your vision, what you believe about yourself, what you believe you're wanting to be able to do with all of these different categories of your life, you have to now make sure that you are doing what you're supposed to do based upon what you say you believe. If you said that in 2024, you believe that this is going to be a year that is going to be different than any other, then you have to start doing or making sure that you are doing stuff differently this year than you have been doing in 2023 and beyond. You have to make sure that if one of my struggles is staying disciplined, you have to make sure you are pushing yourself to stay disciplined. If one of your struggles in 2023 and 2022 and 2021, if one of your struggles was not just discipline, but was your struggle keeping your word, you have to make sure that in this year, you're doing what it takes to make sure you keep your word. Why? Why are we making sure? Why are we doing these things? Why are we making this our focus? The reason why we are making this our focus is because we believe that in 2024, it's going to be different. So what I do, the actions that I have to make, the discipline or the structures that I need to create, the mindset that I need to change, the stuff that I'm not putting up with no more, all of those things help me to make the decision or walk in what I said that I'm not, that I need to achieve, that I believe I'm going to do in 2024. It's very important as we do this check-in. It's important because if we do not do what we say we believe, then what is called in scripture is double-mindedness. Is believing one thing but doing another. It's having two different contexts or two different thought processes in the same mind. One belief and one action. One you're doubting and functioning at the same time. You say you believe this, but your actions do not attribute to that. I'm not talking about hypocritical context where you are preaching something that you're not acting. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about internally. You say you believe something you do not function in. And you wrestle back and forth with this concept. It's double-minded. And the context of being double-minded is really reality is you don't move forward. You don't move forward, nor do you move backward. You stay stagnant. So what I want to make sure is that in this check-in, in this conversation, in this breakdown, in this dialogue that we're having on tonight, I want to make sure that you are staying focused. So I need you to do me a favor. If you have not done this already, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go back and I need you to look at your vision. I need you to look at your dream. I need you to look at your goal. And I want you, if you've not been doing this, I'm telling you, this is what I need you to do. I need you to go back and look at those things. And I want you to tell the truth to yourself. Are you walking in what you said you wanted to achieve? Are you doing the things that you said you wanted to work on this year? Are you walking? Are you making the adjustments that is needed to be able to create, to be able to function, to be able to walk in or do or have what you said you wanted? There are moments where when you are trying to stay focused or when you are trying to progress or when you are trying to make adjustments for the future of where you're trying to go, there are going to come times where, yes, distractions are going to come. But there are also going to come moments where you are going to get frustrated. Frustration sometimes, I believe, comes when on one side, your body is used to functioning a certain way. But you are trying at the same time to break the habit. And it's almost as if your body is having a tantrum. And it produces this frustration because in some sense, your body is saying, I don't want to change. But your dream, your vision, your goal is saying we need to. We cannot stay at the same place. And sometimes that in-between moment becomes so frustrating that sometimes some people quit. But we said in the end of 2023, we said we are not going to quit this year. We're going to make adjustments, but we will not quit this year. We will not be lying to ourselves in 2024. If we said that we're going to do it, we're going to go after it. We're going to try to achieve this year. We're going to make 2024 the best year of our lives. We're going to make sure that we go over and beyond so we can create and do the things that we have feel and believe that we are called to achieve. This is your year. And my job as a part of this tribe of greatness, my job is to make sure that I check in. It doesn't make any sense for us just to have all these dialogues and conversations. It doesn't make any sense that every time, every Monday, we're just having dialogue and I'm giving unto you insight and I'm talking about greatness and I'm talking about what that looks like and I'm talking about how you can achieve it and why you should be achieving it and all of these things and showing you these principles and not have time where we're just checking in. Now, before we wrap this up, I'm gonna just give us some more information. The reality is, there are a lot of things that are changing. There are a lot of things that are making adjustments. I'm talking with people. I think I was talking to my cousin on last week. And because me and him had a conversation at the end of the year, same conversation we had, we made a determination that in 2024, our year was not going to be the same. We didn't want to go through this year saying the same stuff that we've been saying before. But not even doing it though. Like we're talking about dreams that we haven't achieved or even not even achieved, but haven't even tried. We're tired of being able to know that we have gifts, know that we have talents, know that we have wisdom, know that we have all of these things that are a part of our lives that we are supposed to be using to be able to serve and impact the lives of people around us. And we're not using them at all. We were tired of being able to talk about all of these things that's going on, but not making the adjustments. So we had made a determination, just like we did in our conversation, that in 2024, it was going to be different. We were not going to be in the same place. We were not going to be doing the same thing at the same level. We were going to be different in 2024. And so in a conversation that I had with him last week, just doing a check-in, and I'm like, hey, man, how's everything going? And he like, man, this is happening. This is happening. This is happening. Because why? When you are focused on where you're trying to go, when you are focused on what you're trying to achieve, when you stay focused, when you are determined to be able to make sure this happens, there are things that start making adjustments, and some adjustments happen without your knowledge that the adjustment happened. It's because you were so focused on changing and developing and growing and learning and making these insights and making this input and pouring into the places that you needed to pour in. You were so focused on doing that, there were things that were changing around you to be able to go with where you're trying to go. And that's where I want to make sure we are doing, that we are making the changes, the adjustments, the things that we need to, so that when, as we go through this journey, as we go throughout this year, as we walk into the rest of this month of March, and as we enter into the next quarter, we are so focused on what we need to be able to do. We're going to look at what adjustments we need to be able to be made in this month, what adjustments we need to make for the things that we didn't do. Some things we wanted to do, but it was certain habits that we didn't change yet. It was certain mindsets that we didn't change. It was certain things that we allowed people to take time from. It was so many different combinations of things of why we have not achieved or got to a certain level with our dreams, with our visions, with our goals, with our things that we wanted to do or have this year. So only thing we're going to do now is make adjustments. Make adjustments before we walk in the next quarter. We're going to make adjustments before we walk in the next quarter. And as we make these adjustments, as we get ready to walk into this next quarter, we are determined. We have made a determination that this year, I'm going to get back on whatever I need to get back on. If you fell off, it's okay. It's okay. I'm not bashing you. I'm not talking about you. I'm encouraging you. Okay, listen, you made it. You stopped. You got frustrated and you was like, you know what? I'm done. Or you got so caught up in other things that you lost focus on what you were trying to achieve. I get it. I understand. That's why we're here. We're here as the greatness tribe to be able to say, okay, hey, listen, we get you. Hey, man, pick back up. Let's stand back up. Let's get back at it. All right. Why did you get there? What happened? What happened? Did something happen that made you emotional and you shut that part off and you start focusing on something else and it shifted your whole mindset? What happened? Did things start happening in life that made you stop focusing on that? What happened? Now that we figured out what happened, now we can make the adjustments that we need to make so that we can reach the goals that we have said we want to achieve this year. This is our year. And I and you are not letting off until we achieve the things that we want to achieve. I am willing to make the adjustments that needs to be made to get to the thing that I believe I need to have or I believe I'm supposed to be at. There are things that I'm still seeing. There are things just in these past weeks or so that I'm like, okay, I need to make that adjustment. I wasn't consistent right there. I need to make this adjustment. I need to make this. I'm seeing it. Why am I looking at these things? Why am I seeing these things? The reason why I'm seeing these things is because I am determined that this year is going to be different than any other year in my life. I, for the very first time, am getting to a place. I'm not all the way there yet, but I am getting to a place. I'm getting to a place where I am not moved by the voices of men. I am moved by the voice of God and the thing that he has called me to do and the assignment, the impact that I was called to make. I'm getting to that place. And I recognize that in the impact that I'm supposed to have, one of the major impacts that I'm needing to have is the impact on my two sons. As their father, as a male figure in their life, I have to make an impact. And some of those impacts is me making some major adjustments from in me so that I can be able to show them not just how to live a perfect life. That's not even realistic, but how to be able to make adjustments in your life when you recognize, okay, no, this don't work for me. That thought process, that mindset, that behavior, that does not work for me. And identifying this is why it doesn't work for me. And then saying, this is how I can make those adjustments. Because why? In life, you're always going to make adjustments. You're going to recognize that there are things that affect you. There are things that you should be achieving. There are things that you want to go after. There are things that you need, that you want to achieve. But the way that you're going to get there is certain mindsets won't walk you into that door. Certain behaviors won't get you there. Certain things won't allow you to be able to get to the place that you're trying to go. So you have to make adjustments. I'm not saying make adjustments for the people. I'm saying make adjustments for your dream. So So this is just a check-in. I'm just checking in with my greatness tribe to see how are you doing with your goals? How are you doing with your vision? How are you doing with the things that you wanted to achieve this year? Where are you at with those things? Are you going after it? If you are, congratulations. Keep going. If you started off good and then fell off and then came back on, it's okay. Keep going. Let's make some adjustments. Let's see what we need to do and let's keep going. If you said, hey, listen, I started off good the first 30 days. After mid-February, I kind of like fell off a little bit and got focused on some other stuff. Cool. It's okay. Let's make the adjustments. Congratulations. We're going to keep going. Why am I saying congratulations to everybody? Because listen, no matter what, you're not done. So you have an opportunity to get up, make an adjustment, and keep going. This is that year where you make adjustments and you keep going. We're not quitting. We're going to make the adjustments and keep going because we need your gift. We need your wisdom. We need your insight. We need your story. And what I mean by we, I'm talking about the world around you. That can be in your house. That can be young men and women that's around you. That can be the people you work with. That can be the people you go to church with. That can be people that you are friends with, people in your family. We need your wisdom. We need your insight. We need your story. We need your skill set. Because those things help to do what you do best. And what is that? That is to walk in your greatness. All right, family. I love you all. Do me a favor. Just let me know in the comment section. Hey, I'm still in the game. I'm still in this. I'm achieving my goals. Just let me know. I'm still in this. I'm not quitting. I'm still in this because 2024 is going to be the best year of our lives. And we're going to do this thing together. I love you all, family. And I'll see you next time right here on the Focus on Greatness podcast. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.